today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Totally fine with it. Don't give a f*** anymore.
Jim, Pat, interns, community, Jason Goble checking in. Hope all are doing well. Happy 2025 when you're hopefully getting this. So let's start with this. In 2049, when we're all either older, senile, and or dead, and this podcast feed has been taken over by the next generation or artificial intelligence, Jim and Patty, I believe there will be an episode which focuses on how great 2024 was in terms of music. I mean, man, the cup definitely overfloweth. I usually put something together in the beginning of December when you first make the request for people to submit best of episodes. And this year, I'm doing it on January 3rd, just because my list was so long at the beginning of December, and definitely needed some time to think. For Album of the Year, I normally like to pick something from an artist that wasn't on my radar at the beginning of the year, but became a big fan of during the year. And to that end, I have to give honorable mention to both the Fontaines D.C. and King Gizzard and the Wizard Lizard. And while not my album of the year, I also have to give honorable mention to Johnny Blue Skies, formerly known as Sturgill Simpson, who was my artist of the year for not only his great album, but the fact he put on the best concert I saw this entire year. But ultimately, it came down to three albums for me. The two runner-ups are Vampire Weekend's Only God Was Above Us and Waxahachie's Tiger's Blood. But the album I'm going to pick for Album of the Year, and to be honest, I was tempted to change it after listening to Stephen Rutledge's episode yesterday, but I just can't. I am going also with The Cure's Songs of a Lost World as my pick for 2024. Album of the year. I mean, this one came absolutely out of nowhere, exceeded all expectations I would have for how good a Cure album should be in 2024, and just absolutely blew me away. I mean, you get those beautiful intros that just build and build into what end up being great songs. You get Robert Smith's excellent lyrics, and the fact that he is still in great voice is also amazing. But I think the thing that clinches this one for me is that I love this entire song cycle. And to me, I have to listen to this song cycle from beginning to end. And that's not to say there are not great individual songs on this one, because there definitely are. And that's not to say with some of the ones I mentioned earlier that I have not listened to those from beginning to end, which I have. But for this album, if I turn it off halfway, I just feel incomplete. And it's been a while since I felt that way about an album. So for that reason, I have to give the edge to The Cure's Songs of a Lost World as again, my pick for Album of the Year. It's hard to single off one song, but I'm going to single out Drone, No Drone, and just suggest you play that. We'll be right back. for song of the year, this one was a little bit easier. I will give a couple of quick honorable mentions for songs I picked during the year. I still love the Black Crowes' Wanting and Waiting and Hooray for the Riff Raff, Stink Plant. For songs I learned from the community, I definitely have to pick Girl and Girl and the song Hello. And then there are the three songs I wish I would have picked during the year. Beyonce's Texas Hold'em, Kacey Musgraves' Deeper Well, and the one I'm going with for song of the year, it's the excellent duet between Sam Beam and Fiona Apple on Iron Wine's All in Good Time. I just love these old-timey feeling songs where it's just a singer, or in this case, singers that are just reminiscing while you have a feel of an old smoky bar. Though in this case, if you haven't seen the video, I highly recommend the video, because that definitely captures the mood of this song, where it's these two elderly people who just start dancing to the beautiful music that is this song, and don't have a care, not only for the movie theater, but for anything else in the world. I mean, I just love the beautiful piano intro. I love the orchestration in this song, and the way that Sam Beam and Fiona Apple's voices just mesh together as they trade lyrics back and forth, I think is just beautiful. So for all those reasons, I'm picking Iron Wine's All in Good Time as my pick for song of the year. That's it. Once again, I hope all are doing well. Thank you again for allowing me to chime in throughout the year and putting up with my nonsense. Thank you for another great Suburbs Fest. And thanks, most importantly, to all the members of this great community. And I will speak to you all later.
All in good time, I gave it my best. I was alone till I found myself. Grew up to be a man, more or less. All in good time.
All in good time, I drifted away. I ran my mouth till I had nothing to say. You broke my heart, then I was okay. All in good time.
All in good time, I trusted my eyes. Treated my losses like clouds in the sky. Finally picked on some of my sides. All in good time.
All in good time, I followed my nose. Learned where to bleed when a knife comes to blows. Tried on your love, then I folded those clothes. All in good time.
Throw your bread to falling birds.
Buried friends and wasted words. Something wants to eat us all alive.
All in good time, my angel came back. Paid us some money, but that didn't last.
We wouldn't cry, but we couldn't laugh.
All in good time. All in good time, we felt like a star.
We closed our eyes and we opened our arms.
Ran off the road in our own stolen car. All in good time.
All in good time, and that's what it was. Mistook that cash in the mattress for love.
Dropped all our weapons. Drank from the blood. All in good time.
All in good time. We had nothing to prove.
We took the bait.
Hi Jim, Patrick the Intent and the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, and it's that time of year again to talk about the year that was. 2024 was definitely a busy year personally, and a year where I missed a few new music months as a result. Before I get onto my album of the year, I'm going to talk about my song of the year. I don't normally do a song of the year, but there's been one song that I've just been loving all year since it was released, and that's Spooky Signals by Best Bets from the album The Hollow Husk of Feeling. To me, this song reminds me of music coming out of New Zealand in the early 90s. It's kind of understated, but at the same time, really infectious. It's very cool and very much a highlight of the year. I've had a bit of a shortlist for my album of the year, and I'm kind of tossing up between two records. I have a few honorable mentions I'll mention first. Cavalera's re-recording of Schizophrenia was awesome. It's probably the record I listened to most this year. Fontaine's DC's Romance was awesome. Terrible cover, but a really, really awesome album. And Earth Tongue's Great Haunting was another slab of kind of sludgy guitar rock from this New Zealand duo. The two albums that I've been kind of tossing up are Troy Kingy's Leather Man and the Mojave Green, and The Arab Straps, I'm Totally Fine With It, Don't Give a Fuck Anymore. The album I went with is the Arab Strap album, I'm Totally Fine With It, Don't Give a Fuck Anymore. Maybe it's because Troy Kingy's was a double record, but the Arab Strap album is just phenomenal start to finish. Every song is great. It's quite an eclectic album, with your more traditional Arab Strap sound with the kind of downbeat backing and talking, but you also get kind of upbeat dance tracks, you get kind of more epic tracks, even kind of slower songs like Safe and Well, which is possibly one of the best songs on the record. It was just an album that felt right all year. It just felt easy, and it felt kind of immediate when I first heard it. It's been a really good friend this year, you know, when I'm been really busy and don't really want to think too much about what to listen to or discover new music. So it's been a really great record and just an album I've been able to travel through 2024 with, and I'm still loving it now. And with that, I'd just like to thank everyone in the community. 2024 has been another great year with lots of great content and lots of great interaction. And I look forward to the same again in 2025. All the best, guys.
Oh, again for a captivating con. Sucked back into that sad old siren song. I fell in love, I fell away, I fell behind, I fell apart. But can I say I am not strong? Now I'm not falling on my sword, I'm just falling on my shins. Sweet moonshine, wash away my sins. Big strawberry moon, save my soul. Let my body break, will you stay home? This city of stairs doesn't want me. I am a ghost with a bottomless cup. I'm not stocious, I'm just hurting. But all I have to do is look up. Big strawberry moon, save my soul. Let my body break, will you stay home? So throw on your cloak and come down and join me. Witness my struggles firsthand. I'll stay young and handsome, sleep forever in your light. I'll give you daughters, give you sons, we'll form a band. I'm just dressing for the weather.
You have a feel of an old smoky bar.